This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pick number 10 will be made by the Houston Rockets.
Houston receives this pick from Phoenix due to multiple previous trades.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. When you don't win the lottery, then the whole thing is just a big popcorn fart. You don't move
just
up in the lottery.
It's a stupid event.
It's a stupid event. And it was funny. Yesterday, Amy texts me and she's like, hey, you want to get some wings tonight and just sit and watch the lottery? I'm not even joking. She texted me that and I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. Wings sound delicious. And the lottery could be a lot of fun if the Rockets move up like they did last year. We had the wings out. We had our TV trays. We're ready to go. And then 18 seconds into it, the Rockets have the 10th pick in the draft. I'm like, well, that wasn't fun. These wings better be good.
Yeah.
Salvage the evening. That went last night. If you missed it, the Rockets were in the lottery last night because they have Phoenix's pick. If the lottery went just according to the odds, the Rockets would have been picking ninth. Unfortunately, one of the teams behind them in the lottery was able to move up into the top three. In fact, this particular team moved all the way up into the top one, and that is the Dallas Mavericks. So the Rockets,
they had a 1.8% chance of getting that. Yes.
1.8% chance. And now the conspiracy theories are flying, and we'll get into those here in just a second. But in case you missed how it all laid out, the Rockets, very early on, we found out they would be picking 10th. We'll see if they hang on to that pick or they mix it into a trade. And then you get to the final four. And the final four teams were Charlotte, Philly, who was in tank mode last year after Joel Embiid got hurt. It was looking, Daryl Morey looked completely like stressed. He has head on the table, like he couldn't bear to watch.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey is now the GM in Philadelphia, former Rockets GM. And then the other two Texas teams, the Spurs and the Mavericks, those were the teams that had moved up into the last four teams. When they started unveiling those and it got down to Dallas and San Antonio in the last two, I'm like, all right, this sucks because the other two Texas teams are now picking first and second. This is a draft where there's a big difference between first and second. Cooper Flagg is viewed as maybe not Victor Wembanyama level generational, but a clear number one overall pick in this draft. For me, Seth, the only saving grace in this thing is that the Spurs didn't get that pick. I don't need to be here for yet another Spurs lottery win in a year where they were planning on actually improving and being good. The only reason they're in that mix to get up in the lottery is because Victor Wembanyama got hurt last year, and they're like, all right, well, screw it. We don't need to make – I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs anyways, even with Wembanyama, but we know David Robinson, lottery win back in the day. They got Tim Duncan in the lottery the 1 year David Robinson gets hurt, and they win that lottery for definitely a generational top 10 player of all time. They win the Wembanyama lottery 2 years ago. I didn't need to see Cooper Flagg and Victor Wembanyama on the same team for the next 15 years.
Yeah, spacing issues. And what would be the not to mention, it would be all too convenient that Popovich retires and now you're moving forward with a new number one overall pick and what have you. I don't know. I guess I'm going to be unpopular, but there's just no way around this. I cannot buy into conspiracy theories about the NBA draft lottery without actually having evidence of there being some kind of weird conspiracy that the Mavericks would be the most favored nation status, and that that all the league owners around the league, all these hyper-competitive billionaires, decide every year, well, hey, who should we just go ahead and give the number one overall pick to this year?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. Sometimes things are random and they happen, and circumstances are just that this is the way it works. I think the NBA could actually, maybe by being a little bit more transparent and get rid of the ping pong balls and just go old school with
envelopes,
or not even envelopes, slips of paper or whatever it might be. The key is and you got to do it like right out in front of everybody, like write the name down on the paper, put it in. But even that wouldn't work. There's no way in hell that people won't be accusing the NBA of vast conspiracy theories every year after the lottery.
There's no solution. There is no solution. Now the conspiracy theory, the point you brought up at the end there is the best point, which is all the other owners would have to agree to this. You know, and like,
right.
What?
Yeah.
Like that's
like,
the
silly
thing.
I plunked down $2 billion of my own money to buy this team, but yeah, sure, let's just go ahead and give it to the Mavs this year.
The conspiracy theory is more about the Lakers than it is the Mavericks that I've seen, Seth.
Yeah.
That at the behest of Adam Silver, the commissioner of the league, the Mavs agreed to send Luka to the Lakers to put him in a big market with LeBron, you know, one of their top stars, put him there in exchange for the NBA fixing the lottery in the Mavericks' favor.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And Nico Harrison, the GM, was just all part. He was playing five-dimensional chess the whole time.
And making himself look like a moron in the process.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
he
in this conspiracy theory, he would have to sacrifice his reputation as a moderately intelligent human being. And say things like, I didn't realize how popular Luka was in Dallas. Oopsie.
And in the 30 years they've been doing it this way, we have yet, as far as I know, please somebody forward it to us if you have, like, any actual evidence of anybody doing anything like that. There's just people, people don't like the results, and they point out a potential motivation. And in this day and age, especially, as long as there's motivation, then it definitely happens.
Oh yeah,
Sean, I am terrified of the day that I am wrongfully accused of murder, because especially if it's an unpopular person. Because if that person gets up and they point out my motive for why I would have killed him, the jury would be like, yeah, he totally would have wanted
to plausible,
kill him.
Totally plausible, man. Totally plausible. The in the hour after the lottery on Monday night, rigged was trending. The word rigged was trending on Twitter. Will Kunkel of Fox 26 put up a poll.
Yeah, I haven't
last
looked at
night.
The results. I'll guess. I saw your reaction to the poll.
I just said yowza, that was all. So, yeah, you can.
What's the question?
The question is very simple. Do you believe the NBA draft lottery was rigged? Okay.
You said yowza. I'm guessing it's 87% said yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you a ding for that. 90, as of right now, there's still 11 hours left to vote.
Yeah.
91% said yes. 9% no.
I know. Oh, Seth, you're a schmuck. You're a sucker. Oh, you're so naive. You don't know the way things work. Yeah, I get it.
I'm
just a patsy. Yeah.
You seem as disgusted about this as anything I've seen you disgusted about in a long time.
It's honestly the conspiracy. It's become the new form of logic. It's that as long as there's a plausible motivation for somebody to do something, then they totally did it, and I 100% agree. That's why I don't take in anything political on social media, because it's 98% that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they did this, so obviously that's why they did it, and they're all guilty.
So your frustration with this is beyond. It sounds like well beyond just a few ping pong balls in the lottery.
That's what I'm saying. And I'll be unpopular for it. Our ratings will plummet for this. I'll probably get death threats.
You start giving up 7 runs in a third of an inning.
Who's paying Seth Payne? Obviously Adam Silver. Right. Obviously Adam Silver has already sent the check to Seth Payne.
They got to him. They got
to
him.
I need to see his Venmo account.
The reactions on this, the reactions on this are interesting. Someone says, when will the Rockets catch a break? And I don't know if that's sarcastic or if it's real. Other than Reed Sheppard last year and then moving up with Brooklyn's pick, the Rockets have probably, for where their record was all those recent years they've been in the lottery, they probably wound up on the wrong side of where they should have been. They were the worst team in the league a couple of times, and they never wound up with the number one overall pick. I will remind people, and this, and maybe you're a young listener and you need a history lesson here. The Rockets are one of the major reasons that the NBA lottery even exists. The Rockets went into total tank mode back in 1984. They had drafted Ralph Sampson in 83. They went into tank mode in 84, back when the version of the lottery then was the two worst teams. There was a coin flip between the two worst teams, and the winner got the number one pick, and the loser got the number two pick. And the Rockets are like, well, if we just finish in the bottom two, we're going to have a 50-50 shot at Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
And so that was the very next year was the first ever NBA lottery with the non-playoff teams. That immediately the conspiracy theory started because Patrick Ewing wound up in New York.
Well, and plus the Rockets have overperformed versus probability in the last 4 years. You don't get the title.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They've been winning the lottery. They've been doing very well in the lottery.
They have, but there were a couple of years they were the worst team in basketball, and they've never been picking first. That's
right. But they haven't been picking first, but it's still right. But they're still overperformed by probability of them getting the number three pick or number four pick or number three pick or number two pick.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been in the top four the last 4 years.
That's true. They're not Utah, who was the worst team and is picking fifth right now.
Right, yeah. Right. No, the Rockets have had very good luck in the lottery. They've had a top four pick for 4 years.
Yeah.
So I guess the league is helping out the Rockets. If you're a conspiracy theorist that 100% believe that it's rigged, then you have to concede that the league, for whatever reason, is giving it to their darling, the Houston Rockets.
Yeah. Let's see here. Someone says, Seth, I will protect you. Don't worry. Seth, after hours hearing you out, it was rigged. Oh, after hearing you out, someone says, ... It was rigged.
I know. I'm not going to fight it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to go live in my hole in the woods. I started digging it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah? How deep?
Yeah. I haven't told Brandy about it yet. Hopefully she's not listening
now.
How
deep do you need to go for a proper hole in the ground?
Somebody with military experience or one of our oil and gas people tell me. How deep does my bunker need to be for ground troops not to be able to discover it?
Yeah.
But like from above with some kind of a scanner.
Yeah.
Like 15 feet deep, 20 feet deep. I'm not sure.
Text in.
But then you got a whole thing. Sean, I've done the research. You know, I got to have my air holes put up in strategic locations far away from the bunker, but then have a self-exploding mechanism so that if the air hole is discovered, that okay, they can't follow
kidding.
It back to the...
wasn't a joke. Yeah. Seth has a long list of things that are going into this bunker.
Brandy wanted me to make a list of improvements I wanted to make to the landscape this year, and I sent her back... a series of explosive perimeters and charges around our house. Yeah,
that's cute.
And we got to clear all the landscape.
Yeah.
For at least 300 yards.
Okay.
so I can have my sniper rifle on top of our roof.
Someone is just
full 360 degrees.
Someone is ready for end of days. Yeah.
I'm a prepper.
The other story with this, I mean, obviously we're focused on the Rockets side of it, and honestly, the worst part for the Rockets isn't that they got the 10th pick in the draft. I wasn't expecting them to win the lottery or even get into the top four. It's that the two Texas teams got the top two picks. It's that Cooper Flagg is now in your division. With the Mavericks get a get out of jail free card with this lottery. I'm putting the conspiracy theories aside and assuming that this was random luck that they got this. Okay, for the conspiracy theories.
Cooper Flagg's a choke artist. I was not impressed with him. Yeah, he doesn't have it in the clutch. All kinds of flubs in the fourth quarter during the playoffs. And yeah, no. Screw Cooper Flagg.
But this is where I'm going with this, and I think he's going to be good. And I know you're like half joking, but you're right. Like, he wasn't great in the tournament. But the fact that I think the Mavericks kind of get a reprieve with their fan base, that was a fan base that was totally out on that franchise. Like, they were protesting in front of the building. They were not showing. They either didn't show up to games or would show up to games to yell at people who made these decisions. Fire Nico, they were chanting. And if I were the Mavericks, I would still fire Nico Harrison. I don't think you can have him anywhere near any of these decisions. And it's easy to make the decision to draft Cooper Flagg. He'll be the number one pick. It's all the decisions that subsequently need to get made over the next few years to build a team around him. Because he traded for aging, injured superstars. That's the part for me. I'm like, oh, Dallas was feeling bad as a city about their basketball team. And now this gives them something to feel good about. And I don't want those people to have things to feel good about. That's the thing for me, is that, you know, Cooper Flagg does re-inject some hope in their franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I want a hopeless Dallas. It's more fun when we have hope down here and they don't have any hope up there. That's how I feel about that.
Yes. I think 87% of Mavericks fans are convinced that Nico Harrison will trade away this number one overall pick.
Or draft a baseball player. That's what I said on Twitter last night. He's going to accidentally draft the wrong sport.
It's kind of like with the Browns when they do anything well in the draft. I'm just expecting them to completely blow it up anyway.
Yeah, all right,
yeah, great. Right. If they had taken Travis Hunter, sure. Good. Let's see what the Browns would have done with Travis.
They'll screw it up. No, they'll screw it up. Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I hope they keep Nico Harrison from now until the end of time up there. But So that part kind of sucked. And now San Antonio has a nice asset. Presumably, we'll get into this later in the show. It seems like San Antonio and Houston are the two. I don't know if they're the most likely landing spots for Giannis, but they're the ones. Those are the two teams that, if they want Giannis, have the wherewithal and the assets to go do it. And San Antonio, the number two pick in the draft, is a really, even in a one-player draft, is a really, really nice dangling chip there to get a Giannis trade done. So there's that, too. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll get back to the Rockets a little later in the show and their offseason. Kelly Eco of The Athletic had a really good piece kind of laying out some of the where the Rockets are on some of these potential superstars that could be available. And Giannis may be available. Giannis has been given, I don't know, given permission, but he's looking around. For the first time, he's open to maybe leaving Milwaukee. The Rockets are absolutely going to factor into that as well. We'll get into that a little later in the show. We've got NBA headlines. We've got Major League Baseball headlines. We've got NFL headlines. And we'll get into all those coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.